Have you ever taken a personality test and found that not only did you find it very enjoyable, but you also learned a lot about yourself in the process? The DISC personality test is what we're going to be discussing today and how you can use it to your advantage, not only to benefit yourself and your life and your well-being, but also for the culture of your business. Lady bosses, are you working even after putting the kids to bed but still not getting results?
Are you tired of spending money on ads that aren't getting engagement?
Do you feel burdened that you aren't fulfilling your purpose in life because you are so consumed with work?
I'm your host, Brooke Boltz. I'm an attorney and founder of Boltz Legal. I started my business and in 1 year was bringing in seven figures and am now bringing in multi seven figures.
And I'm your co-host, Rachel Boltz, owner of Boltz Media. I've helped many businesses build their online presence and increase their revenue through digital marketing.
Want to hear how we did it?
We are here to help you achieve your goals personally, professionally, and spiritually.
So kick off your high heels, sit back, and let's ignite that passion.
We're Miss Biz, where we're putting the miss in biz.
Let's get biz done. Whenever I hear the word DISC, I think of my dad, because he's always talking about disc golf.
He's always playing disc golf, too.
Every day he plays disc golf, and he carries his little disc everywhere he goes. He could be sitting at church, and he's going to have a disc.
Oh, he took one to Luke's birthday party.
My son's four-year-old birthday party, my dad was carrying around his disc. So that's what I think about when I hear of disc, but we're going to talk about it in a different setting today. It's actually a personality profile. It stands for DISC, which are four different personalities. And these are helpful in business because when you understand someone's personality profile, you can communicate more effectively to them. And it also helps you in hiring and job placement because you can put people in roles that their personality is well suited for. So DISC is an acronym that stands for four main behavioral styles, which are dominance is the D, influence is the I, steadiness is the S, and conscientiousness is the C. So it's a test that you can take online to assess how you work with others based on your personality traits. But I find that most of the time, if you tell people the description of what the D, I, S, and C are, they kind of know. Really, they know which one they are the most like. So in interviews, even if I don't have the time or want to invest in paying for the test, I'll ask them. I'll give them the description of the four different personalities and ask them which one is most like them. And I find that it really helps me in the hiring process to know if this person is a good fit for the role we're hiring for.
So each different personality types has a different animal associated with it. So the first one is D, that stands for dominance, and the animal avatar that they use for this one is a lion. And honestly, this is the most rarest personality type of all, with only 10% of people. And with every personality type, you have your pros and you have your cons. So some of the positive attributes are they take charge, they're bold, they get right down to the bottom line, and they get things done. In terms of some of the cons, sometimes they can hurt feelings, sometimes they can turn people off, and also they can overlook details.
The second personality profile, which is the I, stands for influence, and the animal that represents I is otter. And otters are fun-loving creatures that capture our hearts at the zoo. You love to watch them. They're just playful and energetic and bring a smile to your face. And that is the I personality. These are the people who love other people. They just love to talk and relate and are great in front of an audience or in front of a crowd or meeting new people. They are 25% of the population are eyes. And the good characteristics of an eye are that they are great talkers, they are outgoing, they entertain others. These are also the people who were in theater in school, who were the roles in the school play. But the bad characteristics that can be associated with eyes are they can be impulsive, they can waste time, they won't be quiet, or they can lose sight of the task and get distracted.
The S stands for steadiness, and the animal used to associate this is the golden retriever. Like, who doesn't love a golden retriever? I think they're like one of the top dogs or top desired dogs. But the S describes 40% of people. Some of the positive qualities include that they're steady, they are loyal, they're calm, and they're understanding. However, some of the negative ones could be that they are slow to act, they like to keep a low profile, and sometimes they can seem unenthusiastic.
And finally, the fourth personality on the DISC personality profile is C, which is conscientious. And the animal that represents the C is the beaver. And you think of the busy beaver who is always diligently working, taking, you know, the wood, creating their homes, the dams. And so the beaver is the representation of the sea. And this is about 25% of the population have the sea character traits. And the good things about seas are that they love detail. They are very logical people and very factual people. And the bad that can come with that personality is that they can seem very rigid. They can be resistant to change, and they can be perceived as being too serious.
So, Brooke, what personality type are you as well as your family?
So I took the test, and I was as far of a D as you can be. Before I took the test, I thought I maybe had some of the other character traits as like a secondary personality type, because you can have that. You have your dominant personality type, and then many people will have a secondary personality type that's like they still exhibit those qualities, but just not as much. So like a DI or a DC, that's pretty common to have a combination. So I thought that I would be a combination, but turns out I was 100% D and only D. And then my family, my husband is, I have a lot of D's in my family actually, which explains why we—
butt heads.
Yeah, butt heads sometimes, exactly. My husband's also a D, but he would be a DI. He is really creative and a fun personality, but is also kind of more of a homebody, so not the traditional eye, but he definitely has that creative side to him and is really funny when you get to know him. But his D is really his dominant personality type. So two D's in a marriage, whew, that, I don't know that I sometimes, I didn't know these profiles at the time we got married. It's probably not highly recommended for two D's to get married. But we have worked it out. My daughter, Leia, she is a D through and through, very strong-willed personality. Her sister, Lila, though, is full-blown I. She's the one who loves to be the center of attention. She loves to be up in front of people. She's in middle school right now, so that's tempered a little bit by kind of a awareness of her peers and being afraid of being made fun of and stuff. So she's not quite as outgoing as she was when she was younger, but she is definitely an I personality. And then Luke, he's only 4, so his personality is still probably could be evolving a little bit, but he seems to be a combination of the DI as well. He is very independent. He wants to put his own seatbelt on in his car seat. He wants to go to the bathroom by himself. He wants to put his own shoes on. He wants to put his own clothes on. Noah, and I have to just sit there and wait however long it takes because he doesn't want help. So that's the D personality in him. But he also loves to make people laugh and be funny. And so he's got that I characteristic as well.
I'll tell you, it's always fun when they come over and stay the night, because just to see all their strong little personalities in one little room that they're hanging out in, it's fun.
Lila said to me the other day, because she's playing basketball on a team of much older girls. She's in seventh grade, so she's 13, but she's playing basketball right now on a high school team. And she said to me, that whole team thinks they can just boss me around and tell me what to do, but that's not happening. And so I had to tell her, like, look, you need to be coachable. You're young. You don't mm-hmm. know it all. So you need to listen to what they're trying to teach you. They're trying to help you. But her little personality she is an I, but she's probably D as her secondary one. And she definitely was not a fan of being told what to do, even by people who know more than her.
If you enjoy the Miss Biz podcast, but still have questions or need advice, we have some exciting news for you. Join us for Miss Biz Connects. Miss Biz Connects is a weekly 1-hour Zoom call on Fridays at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is 1 hour each week dedicated to you. We want to meet you and put our brains together to help you grow personally, professionally, and spiritually.
To access the meeting link, visit us on our social media pages at Miss Biz Podcast or send us an email to missbizpod@gmail.com.
Join us this Friday and let's grow the Miss Biz Nation.
So myself, I am an ID. So, and this is actually really funny because I didn't really even think about this before taking the test, but it's so spot on because every profession that it says I should be good at is stuff that either I've already done before or that I'm currently doing. So I am an ID. My oldest daughter, Destiny, she is definitely an I. She's very expressive, and she likes to tell jokes and tell funny stories to get people to laugh and smile and have a good time. And then my youngest daughter, Serenity, she is definitely an S. She is loyal to the T. She is a complete sweetheart, and she's always thinking about how she can help somebody else.
So what are you? Think about the characteristics and think about what you are. And I have a pop quiz for you, though, Rachel.
Oh, no.
So we're going to talk about some celebrities, and I'm going to ask you what you think their DISC personality profile is. So first is Elon Musk. What do you think?
I would say a C. He's probably very, very detail-oriented.
That's what I would have said, too. Turns out, according to my Google search, Elon Musk is actually a DC.
Really?
Yeah. And after I read that, I thought, okay, that makes sense because he is pretty bold and has strong leadership characteristics and really kind of isn't swayed by emotion very much when I see him publicly speaking and things. So I see the D in him once I read that. So he's a DC. How about Simon Cowell?
Well, he tends to say whatever he thinks off the top of his head without any type of filter whatsoever. So I'm thinking, and I'm realizing that you're a D now that I'm talking about it, but I'm thinking he's probably a D.
Correct. Simon Cowell is a D. And when we talk about how these personality traits have good and bad, Simon Cowell, at least as how he's portrayed on like American Idol, shows you how a D can go a little bit overboard. They're not always really concerned about other people's feelings and just get the job done, get to the point, be very direct. And that's how Simon Cowell seems.
Well, I do think that D's, like, they're all about business, getting down to the bottom line. So I don't think that it's necessarily that they mean malice intent by it. It's just they're focused on getting the job done, and they're very direct. And that's what makes them excellent leaders, is because they cut out all the fluff.
Well, speaking as a D, I definitely have those tendencies to just get to the bottom line, get my question answered without the good morning, how are you today? You know, I'm just very direct. But it's good that you know who you're dealing with, because some people, if they don't know that I'm a D and I just send them an email that says, is this done? They may get hurt by that. But if they know that I'm a D, they're going to understand that's just how she communicates. She's just trying to get an answer and move on to the next thing. So that's why this is so valuable. If you know who you're talking to, you can understand how they communicate and hopefully have less conflict. So back to our quiz, Will Smith, what do you think he is?
I think he's an I.
Yes, he is a stereotypical I, at least how we see him in show business.
Yeah. Expressive, funny.
Yes, life of the party. Mm-hmm. People are drawn to him. He's definitely a telltale eye. Nicole Kidman, little harder one.
Ooh. That is a good question, because I think that she could be a C. She could be very detail-oriented, but she could probably also be an S as well, in the fact that she plays these supporting roles.
She is an S.
Okay.
So I don't know much about Nicole Kidman outside of what we see in her roles she plays. So I wasn't really sure where to characterize her, but S is what the experts online say. So
all I know is she has an amazing skincare routine, because she doesn't have a single wrinkle on her face.
And her hair, too. She has awesome hair.
I know.
And she's like, I mean, she's got it going on.
I know.
Go, girl.
Go on with your S self.
Mr. Spock. You know what I mean?
Mr. Spock? Yeah, the guy from Star Trek.
Yes. You're a Star Trek family, so I thought you
Yeah, I know, but I didn't really get into it as much as Rich did. I don't know, a D?
Come on now. I thought this was an easy
one. What? No, I
Spock,
don't know.
He's like emotionless. He's a C.
C?
Yes. He's like, I'm not a huge Star Trek person either, but Mr. Spock, I think, is the stereotypical C.
I don't know. I don't really remember who Spock was, because I don't know. My dad goes like this and he's like, Spock. So I guess that's something that Spock used to do, but I don't know.
I don't know. But Spock, if you know him, he's a C.
Okay.
Okay. Robin Williams.
An I.
100%. Yes. Robin Williams is hilarious. Like, you can't help but love Robin Williams. He's just so charismatic, so genuine, and he is an I.
I think that most comedians probably fall into that I category.
Probably. You know, one that was surprising for me was Jimmy Fallon. I thought he would be an I, just like most of the comedians are, but it said he was actually an S.
Really?
Yeah. So
interesting. I guess you really never know people, do you?
Yeah. It's not always what you see on
TV.
Is not always who they are behind the scenes. So next, Jerry Seinfeld. What do you think he is?
I would think he's an I.
So that was another tricky one, because he's a comedian, so I thought an I.
Yeah.
But it said he was a D.
Okay. I can see that, though. Maybe he's like a mix of a D-I.
Maybe. He just has some I in there, you would think, to be so comfortable performing. But they said he was a D, which I think the D traits probably help him to, because I think he writes a lot of his own content, and I think he really is kind of a strong leader type personality as well. So they said he was a D.
Interesting.
Couple more. Charlie Brown.
Really? We're doing cartoon characters now? Charlie Brown. Okay. I would say he's an S because he's loyal.
Yes. Yeah. That's why I chose him, too, because All he is a character. He doesn't have a real personality, but he is this very loving, kind, considerate cartoon character. And so Charlie Brown is like the epitome of an S.
Yeah.
And last one, Bill Gates.
C.
You got it. Yep. Those scientists and inventors and IT guys, there are a lot of C personalities.
Yeah.
When life has you stressed, Miss Biz has your back. Mom Hack.
Don't let your bananas get bananaed. Take bananas apart when you get home from the store. If you leave them connected at the stem, they will ripen faster. Also, you can look for banana hats to put over the stems, or you can create your own with plastic wrap. So DISC profiles, they look at how you respond to certain situations, how you influence others, and how you respond to coworkers. Employers use this DISC assessment to analyze teams, communicate, and also in terms of selecting the right kind of candidates for the job. What I think is really cool too is when you take these DISC tests, a lot of times they'll tell you, like, there's different charts. So they have like the individual charts for each employee, but then they also have other charts who show like which different personality types will work best with one another. So if they have to be paired on projects together, whatever the case may be, they just offer a lot of additional tools outside of just taking the test and telling you your results. So I find that to be pretty unique. And it's also important to note that no DISC style is better than any other, and we can all often use each of our four types in various situations.
So let's talk about some possible roles within a business that certain personality types would be best suited for, and also types of jobs that are good for each profile. So the D personality profile is really good for your management team. If you're looking to hire a CEO or a supervisor, a manager of some sort, a D personality is probably going to be the best option. And if you're looking at jobs to consider and you have a D personality, entrepreneurship is a great one for you. Attorney is a great role for you. Police officer or stockbroker would be other jobs to consider if you are a D personality.
In regards to the influence personality types, if you're an employer or a business owner, these are going to be like your marketers, your receptionist workers, people who are going to make people feel good about themselves and be able to have good conversations and communicate well with one another. And in terms of specific jobs, these are your creative directors, your graphic designers, your public relations managers, your realtors, and your travel agents.
You always want someone bubbly and positive answering the phone. So I think that eyes make great receptionists, because that's the first impression people get from your business, and you really want someone who's upbeat and high energy. So next is the S personality profile. These are going to be roles best suited for people in customer relations or support staff. S's don't usually want to be in the limelight. They don't want to be center stage. They like to be kind of behind the scenes, helping in a supportive role. And they're great with customers because they are empathetic, they care for people, they genuinely are interested in hearing people's stories and trying to help them. So S's are great for those roles. And jobs or professions to consider if you are an S personality are things like nursing, being a therapist or a counselor, human resources director, or a therapist.
I think of S's as being the type of people who really have a passion for helping. Like, they really love it, and that's part of why they love what they do. So I think S's are a great personality type to have on your team, because they're going to be the ones to say, I'll do it, and actually want to do it. And you won't have to delegate most of the time.
You know we're all about that case, about that case, no trouble. All about that case, about that case, no trouble. All about that case, about that case, no trouble. All about that case, about that case.
At Bolts Legal, we are all about your case. Text or call to schedule a free consultation for all your legal needs. BoltsLegal.com.
So last but certainly not least are your C personality types. And in terms of actual positions, if you own a business, these are going to be your chief financial officers, people who are really like into numbers. The C personality types are going to be perfect at that. Also your trainers, depending on how in-depth and meticulous the training is, the C personality types are really going to thrive at that. And also in terms of potential job opportunities, these are going to be your accountants, your software engineers, your economics, and your scientist as well.
Also, C's are good at those setting up systems in your computer database for like automation and things like that. So we have a software program we use for our case management, and we have to create forms and templates, and the C's are all about that. They can get in there and punch in all the numbers and set up the fields and whatever to run reports and do all that kind of stuff. So C's are good at that type of task and role as well.
And this is why you need a well-rounded team, because certain I personality types wouldn't have the patience to try to learn all that. So
I don't think any of the other personality types like to do all that stuff. It takes a special personality type to really enjoy those type of things.
Absolutely.
Well, hopefully this has helped you to identify who you are and maybe who other people on your team are, and maybe the missing links that you may have and roles that you may need to hire for, or put people in a different role that might be better suited for them. So DISC personality profiles can be found online. If you just search them up, there's a ton of them. I think there's some free ones, some paid ones, but I think they're a useful tool to use in your business. And it's really pretty simple. It's just the four personalities versus some other personality tests are just really intricate and complex. And the way this is broken down is pretty simple for most people to understand.
Yeah, give it a shot. See if it helps. And if it is, it's just another tool that you can put in your toolbox. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Matthew 6:33. We appreciate you and are honored to be on this journey with you. We can't wait to help you, to encourage you, and show you how to grow personally, professionally, and spiritually.
If you found Miss Biz helpful, please leave a review and share with others.
You can follow us on social media at Miss Biz Podcast.
For legal questions or services, please visit boltslegal.com.
And for digital marketing needs, please visit boltsmedia.com. Let's get biz done.